There have been a couple of stories lately. One grabbed global headlines and is still reverberating. The other was barely covered or noticed. Oddly, they featured similar characters. People vaunted as elites. Educators. Two female Ivy League university presidents, another woman that runs MIT, and one male university chancellor. Ooh, that sounds lofty, huh? Does a chancellor outrank a president? Hitler was a chancellor. The chancellor story was driven by sex and porn, 1,000 times more juicy and fun than the Ivy League dust-ups, which were purely political. So why did the political story catch fire and the sleazy sex one fizzle? Hang on. We'll take a deep dive and find out.
The Safari Park. You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 We are in the calendar doldrums, which usually spells ennui for the world. The holidays, specifically Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, just gallop by, and now there's nothing on the horizon to break the monotony. We face a leisure time vacuum. Yeah, government holidays are boring. Valentine's is a yawn and a potential minefield, as are all gift-giving events. This is the time of year when we need cataclysm, real or imagined or fabricated, to carry us through to summer. Usually the media provides this, but they fucked up and pounded one boring story and practically ignored another that should have been thoroughly exploited for maximum titillation. And not too long ago, the sex story would have been huge. But some weird changes are happening in the culture of the 2020s. But before we go there, let's have a quick peek over the cheek at this past Christmas. This Christmas there was for me a Secret Santa, a really stupid game I've always detested. It should be renamed Public Disappointment. No one is ever happy with what they get. And through some screw-up, my brother-in-law got two Secret Santas, and one of my daughters got nothing. The concept is idiotic. Instead of blowing $100 on crap you guess or hope someone else may like, everyone should just spend the money on the gift for themselves. Something extravagant or unusual, some guilty pleasure, huh? Then everybody opens their own gift and explains why they got it for themselves. On second thought, that could get embarrassing. But really, Christmas gifts should cease at age 12. That would take a lot of pressure off of everyone. I no longer watch TV. I wonder if it was still choked with those idiotic car ads that always feature the shiny SUV wrapped in a big red ribbon and bow, and the tears of joy on the ecstatic recipient, who was invariably an attractive female. It would be fun to add a scene where she gets into the vehicle and finds the paperwork for a big fat monthly payment in her name. Watch those tears of joy turn to foam at the mouth. Rage! Maybe she runs over hubby with a car. What we need at this point in time are diversions, stories that take our minds off the fact that we are in the holiday doldrums. Many years ago, Esquire was a fantastic magazine, kind of a Playboy without the porn, and it featured just about every great living writer of that era in a single jumbo issue. Tennessee Williams, Tom Wolfe, Raymond Carver, Nora Ephron, etc. Once a mighty monthly, Esquire's now an irrelevant fashion rag, published six times a year. But in its heyday, One of the best features was the Dubious Achievement Awards, a collection of dozens of true news items from around the world and written in a way to amuse. I have no back issue for reference or direct quote, but I will recall one item that went something like this. There was a boldface headline that said, "Colombian man cures toothache with ballistic remedy." The body copy went on to explain, "Hector Ortega, 37, of Cartagena, stopped a persistent toothache when he shot out the troubling molar with a .22 caliber pistol. However, the blast also removed 6 additional teeth and 40% of his lower jaw," unquote. It was good stuff. But how can that compete with an endless stream of TikTok and YouTube videos showing idiots diving into empty swimming pools or being gored by bison and so on? Brought to you by the right place, right time luck of some stooge with a cell phone video. And if there are any authors out there of the stature of Wolfe or Williams, they are known to a dwindling audience of people who prefer reading to watching. Reading requires effort and literacy and imagination that works in concert with that of the authors. Watching is just one step removed from sleeping. We have become a nation of sedentary, passive watchers, getting dumber and more boring by the day. Which brings us back to fresh dubious achievements.
Frustration among Harvard students as controversy over anti-Semitism on campus grows deeper. Now lawmakers are calling on Harvard President Claudine Gay to resign, along with the presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania. The letter, signed by 3 Democratic members of Congress, along with more than 70 Republicans, comes after a tense hearing on Capitol Hill this week.
Does that speech not call for the genocide of Jews and the elimination of Israel?
The school's presidents did not explicitly say that calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their codes of conduct.
We embrace a commitment to free expression.
After swift backlash, Harvard President Claudine Gay apologized, but it may not be enough.
Well, clearly, it was not enough, and the presidents of both Harvard and UPenn have resigned. Wild, huh? Some not very smart people are making big, big money in so-called higher education. Claudine Gay, whom you heard speak briefly in that clip, was making $900,000 a year to run Harvard. It was reported that she and the UPenn president were both prepped by $1,500 an hour lawyers prior to their televised congressional appearances. Both women managed to carefully talk their way out of the top jobs at their respective schools by parroting the scripts given them by attorneys. Sally Kornbluth, who runs MIT, was also on the congressional hit list. Incredibly, MIT management quickly answered congressional demands with a polite, "Fuck you, we support our girl." She still has her job, for now. The pressure continues, but it seems stonewalling and waiting out the news cycle has been a good strategy for Kornbluth. At the center of the controversy was free speech. Over 70 congresspersons said that the student protests should have been shut down because of incendiary anti-Semitic rhetoric. Now, at the same time the Ivy League storm was monopolizing headlines, a story of another university bigwig's undoing and sex scandal, well, that one was barely covered in the news. 63-year-old Joe Gao was fired from his gig as chancellor of University of Wisconsin when they discovered that Joe and his wife Carmen had a major side hustle doing online porno.
Former University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao was dismissed by the university's regents, citing his participation in adult film production as the reason. The decision, made in a quickly arranged private meeting, was based on the discovery that Gao and his wife, ex-lacrosse professor Carmen Wilson, produced and starred in adult videos. Gao argues this action infringes on his First Amendment rights, emphasizing that the content was consensual and unrelated to his university role. University officials, including Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman and Regents President Karen Walsh, expressed their disdain for Gao's actions, labeling them as abhorrent and disgusting.
Wow. Abhorrent and disgusting? Really? Do you think they would have dared use those words if, instead of doing porn with his wife, Carmen, Joe was, say, posting porn with his husband or boyfriend, George or Frank or Pete? And what happened to all that stuff about love is love? If Gao was running a side hustle with a dude, bet you they'd have politely and quietly asked him to retire early and take a nice fat cash settlement. Gao says his being canned is a violation of free speech, and that the skin flicks he and the wife did were, quote, setting a good example, unquote, that his videos were not violent or not exploitative. Did he just insult the kink community? So there you have two similar stories. So-called elite educators going down in flames over what essentially were, or are, free speech issues. Gao's case is a scandal, while the other is a political disagreement. Just a few years ago, Gao's story would have been far bigger news. In fact, while those 75 American politicians were very busy getting university presidents fired, what were they doing to calm tensions and curb violence in the Middle East? Not a fucking thing. This behavior is typical of the slime whose salaries we pay. They mouth off, they pass resolutions which mean nothing, they censure people they don't like, which also means nothing. And when it comes to one of their own behaving badly, well, that's when they get even more serious about doing nothing. In July of 1969, 37-year-old Massachusetts Senator Teddy Kennedy, after partying all day and into the night, he drove his Oldsmobile off a bridge and swam away. He left behind his 28-year-old assistant and passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne. Instead of calling cops for help, Teddy waited 10 full hours, during which he conferred with political advisors and spin doctors and doubtless sobered up. When seasoned rescue divers recovered her body, they said they could have saved the woman had they been summoned in a timely manner. Few of Teddy's senatorial peers said anything. They didn't even censure him. You know, it was all just a big oops. That negligent coward went on to fart into a senatorial seat for another 47 years, courtesy of the chowder-brained voters of Massachusetts, who re-elected him 7 times. His sycophants even dubbed him the Lion of the Senate. Well, that cat reference is rich, because he was kind of a pussy in the waters of Chappaquiddick. So it really is all about spin, isn't it? And what has happened to America's appetite for sex scandals? That's what's driven the political news forever. Wilbur Mills and Fannie Fox, Clinton and Lewinsky, John Edwards and what's-her-name, Wayne Hayes and Elizabeth Ray, Gary Hart and Donna Rice, Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, bucket-jawed Elliot Spitzer and his cavalcade of hookers. The list is endless. Maybe we're now so saturated with porn that we just don't care anymore. A congressional staffer just boned his boyfriend on the Senate floor, video recorded it and uploaded it, and the story got minimal traction. Or maybe it's something else. Despite the internet, it seems that news stories are more controlled than ever before. As a small kid, I watched the carnage in Vietnam every night on the 6 o'clock news. It was brutal. Sucking wounds and bungee pits and bouncing beddies and body bags stacked up like cordwood. But by the time Desert Storm rolled around, we weren't seeing that stuff up close and personal. Just Wolf Blitzer, framed by Scud missiles on some hotel balcony. There was even less footage of Bush Jr.'s debacle in Iraq. Doesn't seem to be much video from Ukraine, even though everyone on Earth has a phone that shoots 4K video. What's going on? Maybe righteous outrage and indignation have replaced sex. Men's T levels are way down. So are marriages and births. It seems people now get off on being pissed off. Strange times these are. And as we cruise into 2024, they'll be getting more weird. Which is why I'm damn glad and grateful you're sailing with me. If you'd like to help me keep the ship provisioned while I fight commies and creeps, go to thatlarryshow.com. There you will find hundreds more episodes. And while there, be sure to click the subscribe button so you never miss one. That way you know right away when there's a new episode, which is on or about every Wednesday, although this one's landing a bit late. Sorry. You can support the show by clicking the Patreon or PayPal buttons. Because without your support, the show ends. If you'd prefer not using Patreon or PayPal, there's also a P.O. box that accepts donations. I will see you next time. And until that time, take no shit.